This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now is Linda Blake, freelance TV and radio reporter in Mumbai, India. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Now, the Tata was, or the Nano was released officially yesterday. Tata, the big car company in India, rolled out the Nano. It's supposedly the cheapest mass-produced car in the world. Does it fit in your wallet, Linda?
Well, it does fit in an office cubicle. This thing is pretty much less than a laptop computer. We're looking at about $2,000. It's billed as the common man's car, the people's car, and really what it's become in India is the Rolex of cars, or the iPhone, or the Jordans, in that you park it in front of your house and prove to the world that you're pretty much worth something, that you too have a car.
Now, what is it about this car that might be distinguished from, say, a Volkswagen Bug or a Ford Pinto or, you know, little cheap cars of the past? The Yugo, for instance. I guess it actually runs, so it would be just different from the Yugo.
Well, it does have a rear engine. However, essentially, it's bling-free, so it needs a serious visit from the folks at MTV's Pimp My Ride, because basically no radio, no aircon. There is one windshield wiper instead of two. There are three bolts on the wheels instead of four, so it's really makeshift, no airbags. And so ultimately, safety regulations are out the window, but it does ensure a cheaper selling price.
Now, for a place like India, where in Mumbai particularly, known for its dreadful traffic jams, is a proliferation of even small cars an idea that has merit, even if they are energy efficient?
Well, absolutely. It's been heavily criticized, though this car actually has a lower carbon footprint than most. The fact is, right now, only about 1% of Indians own cars. Now, if that matches the United States, we're looking at, in the U.S., not New York, but in the U.S., about 700 cars for every 1,000 people. So basically, if India matches that, we're going to ultimately have double the total amount of cars on Earth. And, of course, that means double the pollution. So we're looking at a serious situation here.
And the media has taken that up. I mean, I guess the question is, do the people of India want cars in their own country, or is this something for export markets and that, you know, entails a level of prestige for the Tata Group?
Well, there's a want here, especially amongst the emerging middle class, no question about it. Now, Tata really hinted at the export market for sure. Last night at the launch, in fact, he mentioned several times that he would be framing it and presenting it to Europe in 2011, and he even hinted at the United States. He said, with the recession around the corner, very diplomatically, of course, he said, you know, this would be a good fit there, pretty much trying to lure potential buyers.
And within the next 3 years or so was at least the quote that I'm seeing. Any idea how much a Nano would cost?
Definitely not Nano prices in the States, but, you know, it'd be pretty chic to take it for a whirl around the block.
How many people can actually fit in a Nano? And I've been to India, and I've seen whole families of like six people piled on a bike, on a two-wheel scooter.
No question about it. Well, basically what it'll do is take those four people that are crunched atop a scooter and put them in essentially a similar-sized environment, but in a car. Now, I went and I kind of squished around, and I couldn't fully stretch out my feet sitting in the front and even in the back seat. I kind of had to cramp myself in, a little bit like the old folks who would cram themselves into a phone booth for fun in the early days.
So it's
much what it feels like.
A small footprint, and it feels that way inside and out. Linda Blake, freelance TV and radio reporter, reporting on the Nano, the rollout by Tata of what's said to be the cheapest mass-produced car in the world. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.